the way I see Stephen react to music is it's kind of inspiring, and it makes me think that there's some part of the brain, no matter how it deteriorates, and that you can't grasp onto a lot of it, language and things that are so important, that is a language that seemingly for him he is not losing, even as he gets more deeper into dementia, into this disease. I'm remembering when he was in our house, him sitting on a couch opposite of me and a friend of mine, and he had headphones on, and he was just rocking away, just moving his body and singing out loud, and we were just watching him from the other couch, just really getting a kick out of it, because at that point he was already deteriorating a fair amount, but he just came alive, as he still does, with music more than anything else. But I find now it's one of the only things that really brings a dramatic response from him. Just before you came here, I put on the Beatles, and he started really moving his body, right? We were dancing, and he was dancing away. And then I noticed tears coming. And the last time I put on Joni Mitchell, it's all from our era of when we were really into music as younger people, and he cried so much that I actually took that CD away. And I think it triggers both really happiness, deep joy, and memory maybe, and I can only speculate. It also brings him some sorrow because he's remembering something. They have a lot of music in this building. And the girls tell me that see him during the week when he puts his headphone on with an iPod, which has his favorite music on it, both classical, Jewish, and rock and roll. He sings, tries to sing the words. He tries to sing the melodies. I think it's profoundly influences something in his brain and in his heart, for sure.